space. I mean, how much, what have your thoughts been of him just seeing in there, and how much of a real possibility is it that he could be out there this season?
Well, Ole tells me he's going to play 162, but I don't know that'll be the case. It might not be often, but if it's once a month or 1.5 times a month, he needs to be ready for it. I don't think that's the toughest position for him, for some of the other ones he has to play, but we got to get him out there, and good chance he'll be out there for 9 innings tonight.
What other possibilities do you have to back him first base?
Mark Canna's still in the mix here, who's having a really good spring. So, I mean, that's an easy one. I know he could handle that. And he's versatile in what he can do, too. He's even played a little bit of third. That would be the other option.
Anyone from your regular projected players?
Pinder.
That's it.
I was talking to Petit about it's the first time in his career where he's playing on more than a one-year deal. You got 2 years this season. I mean, what does that do for a player just having, not to worry about, where he's going to be at least the next season?
Yeah, it's been quite a road for him. I mean, he's done some of his best work a little bit later on in his career, which doesn't happen very often, so he's very deserved. The market for relievers, too, is a little bit more so nowadays, for guys like him, which works into an advantage for him. But what he's getting, he deserves. And, you're seeing it this spring, too, not that we put too much stock in spring numbers for guys like him, but he's throwing the ball where he wants to all the time. He's out there barely long enough to get his pitch count to where we're going, where we need it from him. So I would think there would be some nice security involved in that with the money that he's making for the first time in his career, and he should be proud of that. But I don't think it affects how he goes about his business, because he's always been that guy that's had to fight for year to year to make and earn what he's done. So it's pretty cool, actually.
Do you see having multiple setup options down there, or do you kind of pinpoint one or two?
I like what Trinan and Hatcher did last year. But you look at the inherited runner numbers with Petit, we're probably looking like we can't start with Dole. You want to have that guy that you can rely on to go in there and get some outs with guys on base. He's probably got the best numbers as far as that goes. Certainly Buchter's a guy that we're probably going to look to a little bit later. As far as a left-handed option, it's a pretty good start. Hendricks had pretty good numbers last year with guys on base, too. So I think that's a good start as far as it goes.
You had Lucroy with Manias first time out. Now he's with Kendall. Were you kind of like specifically pinpointing in, possibilities with your regular starters?
Yeah, it worked out that way, which is nice, because it allowed him to actually on his day off to spend some time with Graveman. On the bench, he caught his bullpen. So I think he's ready for that. It was going to be regardless. It was going to be every day, other day, but it worked out this way. And, Kendall could be out there upwards of 80, 85 pitches today. So timing of it is good.
Bob, I was talking to Marcus, and he's been swinging the bat really well this spring. But he talked about having all singles. Is that something that can play in a player's head at this point, or anything that you?
I don't think so. I mean, he's a 20-plus home run guy. And I think he's just trying to work on what most, veteran guys do and stay up the middle the other way. The power is going to come for him, and you watch him in BP, and it'll probably come all at once. A lot of times home runs come in bunches, so I'm not worried about that, as long as he's not worried about it. I don't think he is. I think he's, he kind of can joke about himself a little bit, but overall I think his at-bats are good, and I'm happy where he's at.
Do you think you'll have Nick Allen out there the whole time?
I can't remember the last time I played a 19-year-old and had someone back him up. So there's a good chance he'll be out there. Merrill's going to come too, so I might give him a couple innings, but I think Allen's going to be out there for the better part of the game.
What have you thought of Merrill? I mean, the speed is pretty remarkable.
Merrill finds a way to touch home plate every time he's on the base paths. And even we pinch ran him the other day, and can't remember who had a home run right behind him. But he's got a unique knack for finding his way around the bases. And there are some guys that are good at that. He's one of them. You know, they talk about potentially some outfield play for him too, some versatility, but he's done a nice job for us. He swung a bat, hit a home run over at Peoria. He's got great numbers with us. And sometimes I'll just bring him over just in case I need a runner late in the game. I mean, there's speed, and then there's what this guy does. I mean, he and Mateo, I'd like to see a foot race between the two. I don't know who would win that one, but it'd be a blur.
And I talked about Noisy kind of ad nauseum, but do you see him as a guy who could be a possibility at some point this year? Is he that close?
I don't put anything past him, and because of his approach. You know, if he felt like he was a guy that, you know, just was riding a hot streak and at some point in time, you know, would catch up to him based on his approach. But it's really, really special. So I wouldn't put anything past him. You know, he's got limited time in Double A, you know, similar to a Puck situation, but could be a very quick mover. I'd be surprised if he wasn't a quick mover. Whether that means this year or not, I'm not sure. But I would think next year for sure he's got a chance to play here.
It's always difficult for anybody, but especially manager, to have guys like Sonny, Doolittle, Mattson traded. But now that you're seeing some of the returns, especially some of these young guys from those two trades in particular, what do you make of what the return was?
Amazing. I mean, you're talking about six guys that really can impact our organization. And, you know, the way we're looking at it right now, they will. So I don't know that Dave and Billy have made better trades than that. It hurt to lose those guys. But, boy, you're talking about six guys, and that alone upgrades your minor league system in a hurry. And on top of that, they've had some great drafts. So I think the last couple years, Billy and David, even though it wasn't popular, have done as well as they've ever done in their careers. And our minor league system is stocked right now. And, you know, there was a time that we were just pitching and really struggled with the position player end of it. This is as deep, and Lip will even tell you, this is as deep as our position player prospects have ever been in this organization. So really a credit to the work Billy and David have done.
Good.